We're continuing with Siyata Rishmaya in Shara Bitochen, Veshnum Ches. Veshnum Ches, the bottom of Shvi, and the seventh advantage which has a Bateach over a non-Bateach. Ki Bateach, Berakim, the one who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yeyeva, he's not going to be said, Bimona Bakosho, if the requests have been held back. He asked Hashem something, and Hashem had not given it. Lo yeva. It's not said, because he knows Hashem knows what he is doing. V'loy bepoked oyef. When he sees that he is not getting the friend which he thought he's getting. People want a certain friend. He wants friends, and he says the friend doesn't come along his way. He's not said. He knows Hashem doesn't want to bring his way, friends. Maybe Hashem wants his company. V'lo yetzar, he's not going to gather, he's not going to save hanimto, what is available. He's not going to save the money. V'neni doirish, or v'neni choshesh, he's not requesting and he's not worrying, l'yoysem iteres yamai, he's not worrying more than food for that one day. Obviously, mashma is for that one day, he has to worry. That one day, he has to, for that day, he's allowed to be choshesh. Like, because every day the man came, he had to go out to get that man. But Yala and Levi, what he wouldn't even think about, wouldn't bring up on his heart, my Yala Mochos, what's going to be tomorrow? Why? First, Mitnish Enir there is Boy Kitzot. He doesn't know if it will be a tomorrow to begin with. What's the point of worrying for tomorrow? Ubeter Valohim, and he's totally relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu Laharich Loi Boy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will extend this food for tomorrow too. Just like he gave me today, just like he gave me yesterday. He should have Shem will take care, even if I will leave tomorrow, Kuzbach will take care on that too. I said once the person all worried what he's going to do next month, he has no job, so how old are you? You're 45 years, so 45 years he experienced Hashem fed you, all of a sudden he stops, he can't feed you anymore. You see that he gave you every day Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, till now, but you don't even know how. So you worry for tomorrow?
There's homeless people. There are people who...
Who said they're homeless? What does it mean homeless? And we that we live in our palaces, we live in our homes, we are not homeless? What is homeless? We are homeless. We are homeless.
I know, but the street, no food, you see.
No,
they're hungry. AIDS.
You know why? Because they've never been talking. Because they've never been talking. And they're totally reluctant, they're totally despairing, miyush, they don't do anything about them. But anyway, Kleyach dan Evi will take care of our earth. There must be poor people in the world too. There's poor people too. So you have to be poor, so what? You're going to be poor for the next 80, 90 years. It's also powerful, but that's not going to feed you even more. If a teach will akim, in his relying on Kuzbach laharich loy boy, that Kuzbach will extend his life for tomorrow, ilahaz min tarpo im zoynoy boy, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will end the panosa in the next day. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will give me extra day. He also going to give me extra panosa. As we say, Manda Yov Chai Yom Ezayin, the one who gives life, gives food. Further he says, Veineni Someach Ba'osit. The second page, third line. Veineni Someach Ba'osit. He's never happy with the future. The Boteach Bashem does not live on, just like he doesn't worry for the future, he also doesn't live on the future. And then he's Samer Ba'osid, he's not happy on the future, he hasn't got fantasies of the future. V'lo yevalo, in the same thing, it wouldn't be said about the future. The future for him, as far as earthy things, material things, is almost non-existent. He doesn't live on the account of tomorrow at all. He lives the present. Mosh Omer HaKosel, the Apostle says, Out is halel. Don't praise yourself. Don't feel alive. Don't feel high. Be with tomorrow's day. Remember, I said many times my phrase. Never live on the guilt of yesterday and on the fantasies of tomorrow. Live the present. Live now. Because you will see, you take a statistic, you will see most vast majority of people, they don't live this moment. They always, anytime you catch them, you will see either they're reliving the yesterday, and usually it's the guilt, the sadness of yesterday, because yesterday's happiness is gone. So the guilt of yesterday, so they're under the influence of yesterday's guilt, and therefore they do nothing now. Or if they are happy, it's only because they are happy on tomorrow's fantasies or tomorrow's expectations. But they don't live today. They don't do. Yeah, you have a dream. They go to college. I'm gonna get a diploma. I'm gonna become a doctor. There's a doctor dreaming being a doctor. He's a doctor until he gets a diploma. Once he gets a diploma, he says, "What did I do? Who needs it?" After that, he got it. That's what the pasuk says. That's what Shlomo Melech says. Altis halel. Don't live. Don't be praised. Don't be happy. Be a mocha with tomorrow's date. Why? Kilo say that because he don't know my yelad yom what the day will bring. Omar ben Sira, and Sira said, Gemara brings down our thoughts, and it's interesting that the Chavis brings down the Sira from the Gemara. Gemara says, but what Sira said, which we don't. Our thoughts say, Soras Mochar. Don't worry the worry of tomorrow. Kilo say that by Yeradiyah, because they don't know what the day will bring. It's very possible the Mochar Yoma, the tomorrow will come, Venena, and you are not here. When Imsa comes out, Mitztair, Aloyim Shehem Mishaloi comes out. He's worrying about the world, which is not his.
Sira is the one who is he's a min. That's the example of Sefer Chizami.
Yeah, which was the famous story goes. It's a kind of a joke, but what it manifests itself good to Baal Bateach. You say that it's one of the poets. Once was a poet. I think I said it once here in this year. Well, it was a Meshugan poet. Meshugan, a Goyish, a Polish. He was a big horse lover. And they told him, and the Semites wanted to tease him, and says, you know, the Jews know everything. If they want something, they determined they could make your horse talk. They could train your horse, they could talk, you could converse with them, you could communication. Unbelievable. Really? But really, they were not going to do it unless you really force them. So anyway, he called up the chief councils of the Jews of the city, and he said, listen, I want my horse to talk. I'm a horse lover. So what should we do? I don't care, you could do anything and everything. If you're not going to make my house talk, you're going to extort from the country, you're going to be massacred, to murder. So, I'm sure you're going to annihilate Gezerik, a new Gezerik, and maybe I'm Tfilah. And there was a smart Jew. He says, you know what, I got to take care of the product, let me go. I got to bring the issue, whatever. And he goes to the product, he says, I got to make a house talk. He says, yeah. He says, but you know, it's a very long process. It's a 10-year process. It's 10-year therapy. It's 24 hours you have to work with him. And it's a whole, I need a whole staff. It costs so much and so much. You know, pay all the labor, all the fees and so on. So whatever it costs, all of a sudden, see, the Jews came forward at least. 10 years, but at least you're going to get a horse which is talking. And it's, the point is how much money, figure out how much it takes for 10 years of training, a bundle of money. So the police tells him over the horse with a bundle of money. And he comes home with a horse with a bundle of money. At least he made a lot of money before. Right. And so they tell him, what did you do? I mean, after 10 years, you know? So he asks, you know what could happen in 10 years? How many things could happen in 10 years? First of all, he says, the police may die. Second is, I may die. It's not your fault. Setting the horse could die. And you're worried for that, what's going to happen at the end of the 10 years? But meanwhile, they got off the hook and have money for 10 years. Who worries? Who lives the tomorrow? You live the existence. But where should you put your dagger? Because Aval dagger is the Evloi, but the real worry in the real dagger will be Al Mashu Mikatsar Boi, Mikhoi Visabayre. What am I shortening to my duties to my boy? What I'm doing short, what I could have done more. Umishtadem is always busy lifroya to repay mashiach lifroya me whatever he could do in the boy the sabayre. Benireyu publicly, which is manifested in actual action, ibn istoroi, and inside, inwardly, which nobody sees. Mitneshu choishev misosai, because he is always thinking on the fact that he's going to die. It's going to come the day of the gathering when all your deeds and all your actions will be gathered. So that is his only worry. The pardoi, and he's always afraid of one unwanting. That all of a sudden that's going to strike him, unprepared. That's his only worry. And he's not going to be prepared to die had he fulfilled his commandments, his commitments which he has to do. Mela, Because this worry, Yosef lo yishtavlas, Zrizus, he will always add, he will try to be more mishtavl and more zrizus, more in speed, the hochem tzedel achrisoi, to prepare his are called tzedel?
Provisions.
The provisions for his future, after that. Velo yargish, he will never feel al mashiyaz mil oilam hazeh, of what he has to prepare for the worldly things. I mean, you have to worry. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Shuv yamechol lifnei misalf chadut you a day before you die," because that's the preparation, and nobody of us knows when we die. So imagine a person is in preparation. Imagine a person is in preparation of what? He's preparing for dying. Imagine you know that tomorrow you die. Imagine tomorrow 12 o'clock. You die, and every tzaddikim they know very good. They know. So what do you do? You prepare for your death. You're doing tshuva. Would you worry for tomorrow's food? Would you worry for tomorrow's panosa? It's one of the two. The one who worries for tomorrow's food, the one who worries for tomorrow's panosa, getting money, is a simen. He's not worrying for this dying tomorrow. And if he's not worrying for tomorrow, he's not doing tshuva today. He cannot do both. You can't say, yes, I'm waiting for tomorrow, therefore I'm preparing food, plus I'm doing tshuva. The one who knows it's about tomorrow, leave me alone with all those things, you know, it's all gone. So one of the two, the Boteach Ve'Elokim, the one who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, what do you have to worry for tomorrow? Tomorrow may never even come yet. So what does he worry? Odam Le'Omal Yulah, the person has been created to worry. A person has been created to. Yes, there is a worry. Either you worry for tomorrow's death, and therefore you do tshuva, and you do mitzvah from us, and so you get nocha mitzvah, or you worry for tomorrow's food. But both together it isn't. I mean, a person puts it for the rainy day and is always worried what I'm going to eat tomorrow. That person is not worrying what he's going to eat a day after tomorrow when he's dying. So either preparing after that. Uma Hashem, this Chazal will tell us the Mishnah, Shuv Yamecha Lifnei Misalcha, the tshuva one day before. It was perished by the Pshatis, they explained, Yoshiva Yom, you should do tshuva today. Why Hashem Yom is Lamocha? Because maybe dying tomorrow. The name to call Yom of the tshuva. This man is always in tshuva, because he never knows when he's dying. He's always prepared to die. I could exceed, like Shlomo Melech says in Pesach, B'chol Eis, at all times, Yeh B'gedecho Levelim, your clothes should be white. What does it mean? Tshuva. You're a white person. You're always cleansing yourself. You're always preparing. What is it? I'm preparing for my funeral. This is only the one who's Bateh Hashem. The only one who's Bateh Hashem who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows, if Hashem is going to give me all the day tomorrow, he has to give me the food with it. As if you're a salesman of Hashem, and one of the ways of making salesmanship is that he has to give you a car to travel, he gives you gas along. What good is to give you a nice car without gas? We are salesmen of Hashem, as we spoke. Our job is all to sales. We're selling Hashem. And if Hashem still wants me to be a salesman tomorrow, and he gave me a neshama back tomorrow, obviously I'm going to give food with it. Mandi of Chai, of Mizari, gives me lattes to give me food with it. So what I'm doing, I'm worried for tomorrow, will I get food? You fool. I'm worried tomorrow if you're going to stay alive or not. If you're staying alive, of course you're going to get food. Just like you got for the last 30, 40 years of your life, why should all of a sudden Hashem stop you? If he gives you life, he gives you food. What if you have it tomorrow? And how do you worry if you have it tomorrow? The tshuva now. Hashem, in any way, when it came out, the one who does not try, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he relies on himself. Yirbe Evlo is always going to be, there's always going to be excessive sadness. There's always going to be a reason why you should be sad. Lasmodas Pige Ho Oilam Ola, because the continuous mishaps which goes on in the world. This world is a natural mishap. There is no natural happiness. There's no happiness. There's no ongoing luck. The world naturally creates mishaps, problems. The world does not naturally bring anything good. The world is a natural mishap. It's a Meir Digizach. You know, very, very unfortunately, we don't take it that way. When you take a ride to New York, and you arrive to New York without having a flat tire on the Palisade, you take it for granted. You take it for granted. I said, no, you're not so. You could only take it for granted if you have a Tech and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why not? Why shouldn't you have a blowout? Why shouldn't you get stuck with your car? Why shouldn't just a sugar and a drunk come and just slice you up on the sidecar? Just like that. The Piga Oilam is a natural thing. It's happening. Take a statistic, what is happening. But it's unexpected. No, it's unexpected. And once it's already get stuck middle of the night in the car, why did it happen to me? Why exactly me? Why? I just bought a new tire. Why did it blow up? And so so the one who's Batech, the one who's not Batech and Arkim, Yirbe Evloi, he is going to be, the sadness is going to be almost be added to him. Lasmodas, because the ongoing continuous Piga Oilam is always this unfortunate things which happening. The Yivka Dehavos is going to miss his friends because he's always so selfish. He's always so self-centeredly afraid of himself that nobody could be friendly with him. He's taking advantage of every situation, of every opportunity for himself. So automatically, it drives away his friends. The money in the menu Baku Shoiso, and they will not give him what he wants. The more he wants, the more he will not be given. What will he do then? The Yasmin Mahoino Oilam Harbor is going to gather from the fortune of this world as much as he could put his hand on. Anything which could put his hand on is going to gather him, is going to collect him. Kili Botach Mina Khalifa, as he's sure that it's never going to be taken away, the Sodom all of him and some of us, and he's totally removed from the fear of death. He's never going to die. Kili Yom of Loitamu, just like his days will never end, V'chayv Lo Yichlo, his life is never going to end. Of course, he's not dying. And then Zoycher Achrisoi, he never remembers the future. He misasek v'lo, he's only busy now. And then Me'ayin Me'inyan Terosoi, he's not looking in how much Torah do I learn, how much mitzvahs do I do. He's no time for that. He's busy of gathering money. V'tzidosoi, and his provision, based Me'ado in the days of his future when he's destined, when he's going to die. V'yibitchoinoi, what will he be his trust? What will he be like? He's sure he's relying, I'm going to live long. I know of a situation, a very old man, the man can't stand straight, he's all bent like this. In all his life, he's collected money down, so he was never giving out the money, he's only collecting, and he's a single man, and he's no family, and you can't even talk to him about letting a will. Uncle Sam going to take away everything which he puts his hand, everything is in banks, and he can't talk about it. And once you tell him this is about time, you should think about how to divide your money. Chas v'shalom, something going to happen to me. He's laughing, burst out and up. This could never happen to him. It could never, never, ever happen to him. He could be 9 years old, doesn't matter. Because a man who lives with this concept all his life, put away, and what is putting away? Money, putting away that his bitcoin, this is his whole reliance, that is this. I mean, he's so exercised that he's going to live forever, he could never die. His reliance is that he's going to live forever. Why does he believe he's going to live forever? In order he should be able to fulfill his lust further to collect. Why do those people actually enjoy collection? They're collecting. The Sibyl Koitzer Tavosa Bin Yonah Achrisoin. In this also Sibyl, that he shouldn't think what's going to be in the end. Either man is about tired to begin with. A man is born a loftiest person. A man is born a worrying person. So here he say, a Baal Bateach does not worry. A Baal Bateach is not a loftiest person, but what should he do with his worry, and what should he do with his love? Wait a second. He's worrying about his future, when he's going to die. And he's very loftiest to gather things. Yes, loftiest means he collects. A man is in nature a collector, a provider, a preparer for the future. But who says the future is to prepare for tomorrow's day when you're living, which is not in your control? Prepare for the future when you're dying, which is totally in your control. When you're going to die, that's what you're going to get stuck with, what, how much you collected. And how much to collect for that is used. It's not Hashem giving you. Hakol b'day shemaim chutz mi yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is only what you have in your hand. The kashir yochichenu moshiach. Now it's going to come, somebody's going to come to the guy and say, hey, listen, what are you doing? What are you worrying for tomorrow? You know, you're old enough to die. Yereni moire v'yoymelo. It's going to come a teacher, going to tell him, ad mosai atom isalem. How long will you look away mechashoyz b'tzidoscho of not thinking of your provision v'nyone beis mo'adecho and v'nyonem which is going to be in the days of your future beis mo'adecho. There's a place which is prepared for every living creature. That beis moed means the depth. The cemetery is the beis moed lekol chai. This is the place that everyone gets. When you pass by a cemetery, say, ah, this is my new future apartment. I'm going to get there. No question about it. Every one of us is going to lay there in the box, or not in the box, wherever it is, you're going to lay there. This is beis moed echos. Now, what do you do about it? What are you preparing for that? He's going to tell me, what are you doing? Yoimer is going to answer, actually, die panosos until I don't have enough panosa, the sipuke, I'm not sure for my livelihood. On the last day, I'm potter to think about this future. Until I'm not provided 100%, I can't think about the future. And only after everything finished, provided, I'm guaranteed, then I'm going to have time also to pay my duties, which I'm required to give for my Creator. Then the extra besibes at seder yom hamur. Then I'm going to think about my provision for the day which will come when I'm going to have to. But until I'm not guaranteed, no. This man is not guaranteed until he dies. Until, because there's no money, right? No matter how much he has. And wait a minute. And then when he has already, then he says maybe he's going to be robbed. And then how should he provide his money? Maybe the inflation is going to eat him up. Perik Shishi, the sixth perik. But the easy lehara is. And I saw to show Pnei Sechlusam, and I see that it's important for me to show Pnei Sechlusam, the face of the stupidity, the Teusam of the toast, of the mistake, with Das Azois, in this opinion, those are not Bateach, Beshiva, and Yonim. Seven ways, just like he just in the previous Perek explained, seven ways the advantage over the Bateach, over the not Bateach, but I'm going to show you here also seven ways. What stupidity this is to think as they think. A galabahem are going to reveal to them goydel tus and the greatness of their mistake. The imi ochad of Reinu, and maybe I'm going to speak too long on this topic. Babish yesh b'zem in a biyush, because this is something that's very shameful, very embarrassing. Because this is a very embarrassing topic. Maybe I'm going to speak too long to. Put him ashamed to this mistaken opinion. And I'm going to speak about Vehem, who are those people? Kat Bale Hamashkoinois. Those are the Kat, this group of people where they call Bale Hamashkoinois. Everything is business. Everything is, I don't call a Mashkin in English, a pawn.
Pawnbroker.
Pawnbroker, exactly. What all they're doing is pawnbrokering. Everything is a cheshbon. When you do something, Hashem, a daven today, they put it filling, I'll give a daven to look at Hashem, you see, I gave you something, what are you giving me? And it's the whole day. But the inyon and bezeh, and their behavior in life is that the entire life is trading, kinyan asoifer, just like this merchant, shumoicha ba'ashrai, which is self on credit, mish'enem aminoi, to one who doesn't believe that he will pay. You must keneu be'eis amechon. It takes a pawn. It takes collateral. The time when he makes a sale, with the iros because he's afraid to meet the iros because he doesn't trust him. Shlatim tzeru beforai. But the people who live in this world says, yes, Yiddishkeit, yeah, there is a Beinstein, yeah, there is a Ganeden, yeah, this, yeah, that. But I don't trust you. I don't trust you, Hashem. I have to see cash. I did something for you. I want to see something now. And immediately when he did something, and Hashem doesn't come forward and doesn't show, doesn't give the palm, doesn't give him something else. And he says, hey, I can't trust you. And immediately they back off. People who continuously trade with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, always a give and take. And I'm going to explain seven ways, the fault of the life, the stupidity of the life. Berishai, Ma'ofna Tshuva Olaf. The first answer to them would be, Shinoi Malo, we're going to tell this fool. After Yish, you man, Hamistapek, you doubt the Xeris Haboiri, you're doubting the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishenelu Ma'amin Begoydel Otzmo, so you don't believe in the greatness of his friend, Ashochoshach Oir Sichloi. That you darken the light of your Sechel, Bechobe Neir Tchunosoi, and you extinguish the candle of your design. Bekvoi, because you let strengthen in a Feilas Tavose Olaf, you let strengthen the darkness of your Tava. Tava is darkness. The Sechel is called the Or. Sechel is light. You ever see when you learn with somebody, you see it always with Talmidim, when you learn with somebody complex things which you never knew, never understand, always understands it, his face lights up. His eyes lights up. It's just like a bulb got up in his brain. You see his face is lighting up, right? And a person is indulged in Tava. Tava is dull, dead, like a dark. Tivus is darkness. And Or Sechel, light is a Sechel when you see something. So he said, it's even this person, is because it's Choshach Oyer Sichloi. the light of his sechel darkened. And extinguished the candle of his plans. Why? Because he strengthened the darkness all over the tiber over him. And I would tell him, tell me, you do dumb rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hatoiv l'chol avakesh mashkan. It's good for you to ask a palm. Elekachta to take it. Elekachta ela miriach v'chavecho for your friends. Hashein loch reshus olecho, which has no authority over you. Mitzvos averis olecho. Would you go to your friend who you have no authority over him? He has no authority over you. He hasn't got commands to you. Would you ask from him a pan of everything? Aval asochi, or the one who let him, who leases himself, employs himself a person to work, he works for a person for money. Would you ask him a pound before? I mean, I hire somebody to work. Come work for me. I'm going to give a wife $50. Give me a pound. Give me, put something up. Is it appropriate to ask a mask? No. Because you can have an even more, you're not going to ask a friend. Listen, the friend who doesn't owe you anything. Doesn't owe you anything. It's not a responsibility to you. And you want to go back, says, would you do me a favor? Would you tomorrow give me this and this? Says, okay, just give me a pound. Give me a karata. So what could they have to ask about? They have to give it to you to begin with. Or even let's go step back. Somebody asks you to come work to make with this job, put up the money, give him pay in advance. He wouldn't do it. And even more, the coach can ever take a slave. A slave, you buy a slave. The mash cannot do enough. He's not going to ask a mash, give me a pound, his master. Cut him out of before he works. Even more, they should make a kalvachoy which comes out. Shlei mashken yoitzroy. Don't ask a mashken for a kodesh baruchu. Koydim avodosra before you pay the duty. What are we doing, Hashem? First, give me this and this, then I'm gonna be so good. You always talk like that, right, Hashem. Hashem, if you're gonna give me this and this, then I'm gonna do this. You're gonna do a tayvet a kodesh baruchu. You're gonna do. If I'm gonna have a job from 9 to 5. And this is just going to happen. I'm going to be such a good boy. I'm going to learn every morning a little bit, every night. I'm going to stop fighting. I'm going to stop doing this. I'm just going to stop getting sad and being crazy. If you're going to give me this, like you're asking a mash in advance, first do what you have to do, and then you get what you deserve. But you always say, no, when I will have this, when I will have that, when you're going to be like this. So you always ask a mash in advance. I mean, our tema, this is interesting. The servants of this slave to his master, I'm not sheep for a schore, achavadosai, in order that he's going to pay him as ganayu. Even to ask Hashem, I'm working for you in order to pay me in the end, is also not the right thing. Kumoy Shom, like Chazal tells the Mishnah, Alti Kavodim Shom Shom Sarav, and not the Kavod Pras, don't be like a slave who works only to get paid. Eile Havu Kavodim of serve Hashem, Shom Shom Sarav, Shom, not the Kavod, even for not getting paid. Is even to do before what we have to do in order Hashem should pay us after, even that is not appropriate. Of course Hashem will pay you, but it shouldn't be conditioned on, and you say, Hashem, I do my duty regardless what you do with me in the end. Even if you don't pay me anything in this world, I would still do it. That should be the real way of doing it. But if a guy comes and asks, it's not even appropriate to ask Hashem, give me payment after that. Kolch can even more show your yisponav. How should you have the chutzpah? The vakish mashkon. You ask him for the book in advance of panosah. Koydim avadosah. First give me panosah. First let me have such a thing in the bank. Then I'm going to do this. The Kedoyim Rizom, of course, is supposed to say, Harashem Tigmul Zayis. That's the way you're going to relate to Hashem. That's what you respond to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Am Novol. You foolish nation. V'loi Chokham. And not a Chokham. Yeah, Am Novol. You are disgusting people. You have no right even to ask him after it. Had a very close person, a very good head in yeshiva, a very good learner. And then he went finally into business, and he put all his investment into business. I told him, and he's a nice guy. I told him, What are you doing with yourself? He says, all I want to save up my first $1 million, I'm retiring, and I sit down to learn. As a young man. So I give you news. First of all, you may never know Hashem wants to give you $1 million, but I guarantee you, by the time you have $1 million, you're not going to sit down and learn. Mm-hmm. Today you want $1 million, but once you have $1 million, you're going to put in the inflation cost. And then you're going to sit down and learn. When are you going to sit down and learn? I told him very simple arithmetic. What are you going to do? Listen, I'm going to put it in the most secure place. I'm going to make 9%, 8.5%. and I'm going to get $85,000-$90,000 a year. I could say, no, no, I'm not living high. I'm going to live under. So, what you're forgetting about inflation factor. You have to fight inflation. Inflation also keeps up 7-8%. You're getting zero, you're getting nothing. The buying power, which you're going to have in this $1 million, is diminishing every year by so much. So, today you don't see it. Today you have to justify why you're working, why you're not learning, why you have no shiv. Because you have to justify, I'm preparing $1 million order to see the learning. So this question doesn't come into your head. But once you have $1 million, then you get really afraid to see how this, like the mises are eating, and the inflation is eating up $1 million. And I get, and I could tell you, that my guy made already $1 million, I'm sure. And I'm afraid he gets already $2 million, it's still not too, still not early. This is just exactly what the answer is. I'm asking, give me first $1 million, son. What should you do? You have a good time. First of all, learn daily. Make the panos of today, make the panos of the week at least. So coming up to Madrid as we learned in the previous page. You made your day, you could go out and serve Hashem. But Shaini, the second thing, the stupidity against those people is, anyone who already gets a pound from his chaver, he at least knows what he wants in return. He knows when the pound has to be exchanged, when you get back. Okay, if the guy promises me $1,000, he gives me stuck for a weight of $1,000. So I know the issue is $1,000. Got $1,000, give him back. I know this has an ending. Akbala Dalsazo is the one who's continuously dealing with Hashem and they say, give me a mashkin in advance. In case of Akoshosa. There's no end to this. Now he wants $1 million. He has $1 million and he wants $2 million. He doesn't know what will be enough for his panosa. We know what will be enough for his panosa for his household. The Muslim for food, the Muslim for all the other things. Are they Muslim when they die? The Ilo Hoyla Moman Kisel Kiflam. He said, double money which every asked before the Mashi asked for, which is enough for him. But he's not going to have peace with it. Since she keeps him there, he doesn't know how long will he live, how long will the money last. Emira Simei may do it. He doesn't know what the buying power will be of this money, and he doesn't know how long will I live. And of course, I'm going to make a chesed. Obviously, I'm going to live to 120 years, and my wife to this, and this to that. So, what is $1 million? It's so called the Mashabik, it's a fool, but by the way, which F, Mish Ein Lo Tachlis, Etz Lo Roshir. There's no limit. A man who is always dealing with Hashem on this negotiation way, he has no limitations to his request. Whatever he requests is never enough. Whatever he thinks, he doesn't know what to ask, always asks much more. Whatever Hashem gives is never enough. And the third stupidity of those people is Shama Mashkan Skhaver, the one who takes a pound from his chaver, and any Mashkan Oisai, it doesn't take anything from him. First, you have to be worth it to get a Mashkan. If the guy owes me money, you take a Mashkan. You don't ask a Mashkan in advance. First, he has to be chayav, he has to owe you something. And he doesn't ask anything when he's Vadinimoy. He wouldn't ask anything in advance because the other guy is right. The guy doesn't owe you. If I go over to him, he says, listen, you owe me a favor, give me this and this as a pound that you're going to do it. I don't owe you any favor, leave me alone. And I have no right to ask anything because you don't owe me anything. However, if there's already chavis, we are owing him things, the other sheshul of chavis rears. Marach, if you don't owe me anything, I can come forward and ask you a mashkin. Right? That's understood. You don't owe me. Why should I give you a pound? You don't owe me anything. What should happen if I owe you money? And then I come over, give me a mashkin, I want to do me something. Says, you chutzpah, you owe me money asking me a mashkin to do me something. Avadanish. If I owe you, what chutzpah will I have? He can't ask anything. Even you come forward, imagine. You promised me, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to give you this and this. Here is a pound. Says, listen, I have no chutzpah to take the pound from you, the masking for you, because I owe you anyhow. I'm indebted to you, so I cannot, you wouldn't even offer it to me.
The first thing you mentioned, though, that this person owes money, that's just give a different motion.
The slave does not own work. He hires the person to work for me today, if you ask me a week. So give me a pound for the food. At least, okay, at least I'm destined to give it to you. But here, I tell you something, give me something, which I don't deserve, you don't owe it to me, and I will ask your mashkin for that. And even more, if I owe you, and I should ask your mashkin, what are you asking your mashkin? You owe me money. Because, can I believe it, when we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, lo yalo oda min achoy v'sadoy, we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. How much do we owe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you know? Ma'ashivu me'kapfim ma'ase kol bnei odom. It's an unbelievable, beautiful statement of the Chazon Ish Lakish. It's worthwhile to underline these three lines. If we would have gathered together all the deeds of mankind, all since the world exists, all the things which happened to mankind, all the good things which all people ever did since the world exists, collect together all the mitzvahs and mice and toys from all the nations until today of all mitzvahs, and give it to Yishechod. In one man should have it. Let's say you alone, as one person, you possess all the mitzvahs, mice and toys which all mankind produced collectively from day one. Lo hoyemastik, you have not enough. All things we have for ligmal tzayi achmat tzayi savari. You can't repay with that the Kodesh Baruch Hu to the smallest tzayi the Kodesh Baruch Hu done to you. Lo yamaspik, it's not enough. Hakol, all of this which you have, ligmal tzayi to pay back the Kodesh Baruch Hu with all these good things which you have in your hand. Achas mitzayi, it's only one of the favors Rabbi the Kodesh Baruch Hu done you. Echlo is bayez ze asponim. How will it be enough? How don't you be embarrassed? You as a sponin, vakish min avoyin. Now you come to kuzvach shiagdim tzeres doris. First give me this. First give me masha kodem et pariyich mat chayv olaf. If you have the chutzah to come to kuzvach, first give me these things at a time when I'm so much indebted to you. V'shem lo yishalem loy. And maybe Hashem will not pay him back. Masha kodem et avoyin. Bible close to my avoy kitzah. And says, you give me, I will do that. Maybe you're never going to even do it. He didn't even start payback even for the smallest toy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't pay back. Why? First of all, he didn't want, because first have to make money, first Hashem has to give you because he made a condition. Second, even if he would want to pay back, he haven't got what to pay back. But if he haven't got that much as Masim Tevin, if he would have all the mitzvahs Masim Tevin that all mankind produced since the world day one till today, is not enough. He had not yet paid back for the smallest mitzvah. Now this needs a lot of explanation. What does it mean? I said, what is the smallest service Hashem does to a person? Can you think of some? What is the smallest service in Hashem to me? What is the smallest service? Which you feel? Breathing. A second of life. There's no meter on my mouth. How much? You know, water is metered already. You have to pay for water. Electric is metered. Everything is metered. One thing which still is not metered, air, oxygen. You're breathing. This is something nobody charges you yet.
It's good.
Yeah, it's an hospital. Yeah, so they go to the country, to the hotel. I remember I was 32 years ago, I was up in the country, Livingston Manor. There was a hotel. And I went up to Bangalore Colony. I was in the hotel with my wife. It was a very stingy guy. He didn't give proper food, didn't give anything properly. So the guy used to complain, but on the food, you don't give anything for this. You didn't come to eat it in the home you have very. So sleep you have water, better bed. Body gets the fresh air. I give you as much fresh air you want, it's not needed. Take it. Continuing that, Reish Samachalas. We learned it yesterday. When a person asks somebody, give me a mashkin for your promise, because you owe me something, at a time when he owes him, and he's indebted to somebody, he says, do me this and this and give me a mashkin for it. So of course, you have no chutzpah to ask a mashkin. It's called Shkin HaBoyrish Yeshua Adomu Min HaChoyrish HaRuois. Even more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the man, Yeshua Ala Adam, in the middle of the page, the man has melacholis haruos from the indebtedness, which a man is indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ma'ashi lehu mekapzim ma'ase kol bnei odam. If you would gather together all the deeds of all mankind, b'chol yomei soilom, since ever the world exists, would give over all the stinkly ish echad mem. Everything, all this possession would belong to one man. Lo yehu yomaspik, he wouldn't have enough. Hakol, all this possession which had ligmal toive achas to pay back for even for one toive, mitoives habayir olaf in the toives of Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them. Yesterday they explained this literally, the pshat in the Mishnah, yopo sho achas, mitoive mitzvahs no oilam azem kol chayo oilam abo. It's never ever, there's no way that we could pay back anything to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the smallest little tiber, the one's the smallest little tiber, just to live one moment, in one moment live the Torah mitzvahs.
So he's saying the Yafa Shal Achas is what the Kodesh Baruch is doing for us.
For us, that he gives me this moment, shot this way, of Torah mitzvahs. Now why? Because if we would have known, I mean, it just looks a little bit odd. I mean, if you take all Malchim Torah from all mankind that ever existed, it's not enough to repay for the smallest Torah Kodesh Baruch does for every person. What could be the smallest time? It gives him a moment of life. You know, what is the big thing? What does this one moment of life produce? Obviously, if it has such a great value, that moment of life must produce such a production that if you would know what this moment is producing, you understand why I can't pay back the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, the privilege that you have that Hashem gives you such a moment. That's the main emphasis you're going to emphasize. If you haven't had the slightest idea what we are accomplishing in life, by one moment of life, if we live it according to Torah mitzvahs. And simple as you say, now Bechus HaTorah. Chai Oilam, everlasting life, not have a Sochein planted in us. Now, the word everlasting, the word of Nitzchias, cannot be evaluated. No way, in any given form, it can never be evaluated. The word of Netzach cannot be evaluated. If you take 6,000 years event, which takes place by all mankind together, their action, their deeds, no matter how much they will do, they can't match what Hashem is giving you the potential to produce in one moment of life. 1 second to live according to Torah, it's called Chaya Olam, everlasting life. 1 second of everlasting life is a greater production than all mankind would live for 6,000 years and would do all the mitzvahs, ma'as, and tithes. Cannot produce this eternity, this production, which 1 second Hashem gives you to live with Torah. Let's imagine how much thanking we indent to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave us Torah, because obviously this life, which is so valuable, that Yofa Shachas, one moment of life is more worth, because Chai Olam Habo is only be Torah. No Saloni Torah's Emes. He gave us a Torah which is Emes. So Chai Olam, not Emes Achenu. And He planted us everlasting life. That's Netiyah, that's plantation. This is what we intend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashkin? Ve'ich lo yizbay zeo asponim, how should be embarrassed? This asponim levakash min avoyre ve'ech sun HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yagdim Torah's gedoilos. It should first advance great favors to Him. And then it's going to be even more indebted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Eloi Shalom. Maybe you're never going to pay back for this big tithe Hashem gave you. Maybe you're never going to even have a chance to pay back even what you promised to give back, what you were not Eloi. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu came at the end of the day, so He died. Let's say, even to say, okay, you want to make a deal with Hashem, advance me first, and I promise you I'm going to pay it back. How can you promise? It's not something that's in your hand. First of all, there's a chutzpah to ask in advance. Give me first the ktoivis, and then I'm going to do this. First give me panosa, then I'm going to learn, or whatever. What chutzpah you have to ask this mask when you have so much intent to Hashem? But let's say already, you did ask the mask, you did a promise. How can you promise? How can you promise on your life when total, this thing is totally not in your hand? One of the chassidim is to say to mankind, to people, many other people, how do you expect that Hashem should ask from you the responsibility of tomorrow today, and to even more that you are being responsible for in a year from two years from now? What do people usually do? People prepare for tomorrow. People worry for tomorrow. They prepare for tomorrow. They put away, lay away plans, all kind of things. So he asked, the Chassid asked, how do you expect Hashem should ask you that worry for tomorrow when you're totally not guaranteed that you have the tomorrow? Amriloi, so the people answered to his Chassid, that if that's the case, Heichi Tochen, how is it possible she is born b'choy v'sayomim, she'en yodim v'niyat sh'negi alehem, v'chaveinu b'hem? אבל אני חייב עם הבועידה, ידוע בזמן ידוע. וכאשר נגיד לזמן, אז חייב הבועידה. How is it possible that you should be responsible? So you say, you want us not to worry for tomorrow because we don't know what to, if tomorrow will be. So if that's the case, why do we have to worry for tomorrow for Yiddishkeit, for the Avodah? Obviously that we have to worry, we have to learn, we have to prepare for Shabbos, we have to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. In Yiddishkeit and Ruchnias, we are worrying for tomorrow. We're always in preparation. That we should be requested the duties and responsibility of the future days. We don't even know if we're going to leave, we're going to reach it. Abraham is really going to fear. For instance, you're preparing for your son of Pet Shilin. How do you know he's going to get Bar Mitzvah to begin with? So if you are saying, don't worry for tomorrow's living, so why should I have to worry tomorrow's Shilin? However, אבל אני חייב עם הוויידה ידוע בזמן הזה. We are responsible to do it at the time when the time will come. Because when the time will come, the time will come, it's חייב הוויידה. And then we're going to do it. But why should you worry in advance? אומר להם, so the question answer to them, וכן אור אב לכם הוויידה יזבורך, לכל זמן ידוע, תרף ידוע. It's not so. But you think when I'm telling you, don't worry for tomorrow as far as we're living, because the Kosh Baruch Hu promised that to you. If he's giving you tomorrow, he's giving you a living. Hakovedei Shemayim. And this is something in your hand. Why are you worrying? Chen orav lachem avoy. Because Baruch Hu guaranteed for you. L'chol zman, to any time. Chol zman to do it. To any time. Teref yidua. The substance which you need for the time. V'lechem boy, avoy to say it. And whatever you do, this is excessive avoy. It's not needed. Because Hashem promised it to you. וכש כאשר אינני תווה אסכם בבוידה קודם חייב איתו וכאשר אינני תווה אסכם when he's not requesting for us בבוידה קודם חייב איתו if he's not asking that you should do something a certain responsibility before the time came כן ראה שתהיה בפניכם בוישה it should be an embarrassment for you if you do it תים נאסכם לבקש תערב שלא תהיה איתו he's requesting him not to ask anything when the time didn't come yet. Why do you ask him? Why are you asking for the whole year? You're always asking, so make Shem, make Panusa, all my life, I should have this. Don't you know, if your days, if the day is going to reach it, it's you're already advancing food, putting away money, even the one who doesn't even have a child in a woman, you're preparing, you're going out to work as a bachelor. You don't even know who his wife is going to be. How will I ever survive? How will I have any children? How is going to be a need? So why do you worry? Well, he asked to have a mozan levadoi. It's not enough the food. If you have to make a mozan, you're not only food, but you want, you're advancing to prepare the food, in my sort of, in all the excessive things that you're living. There's money in 2 days, 2 times, any you may do, which is not known, it's not even planned for you. But loy die lechem. It's not enough that you're not going to avoid the time of the day. You're not preparing to avoid the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough that you're not going to don't even think about it. But what you're learning from the avoid, which you looked away from the avoid, what you're over which you didn't do yesterday. You see, in all ways, we're so behind. When it comes to material things, we always worry, and we worry, and we prepare, and we collect, and then you don't even know you're going to get married, you're not going to have children, and it's never enough, and not only food, we worry, all the excessive things in homes, and houses, and vacation. You have your vacation house, you need a boat, anything. But when it comes to avoido, not only you're not prepared to do the avoido, which is up to you to prepare for the future, but you don't even care about avoido, which you didn't do yesterday. Never mind that you don't prepare for the future. But how about avoider, the servants of Hashem, which had to do yesterday? You know, not about it again, no time. You're so busy preparing food for tomorrow that even neglect to make good the avoider which you missed yesterday. Never mind the avoider which you have to prepare for tomorrow. For tomorrow, only avoider, only servants of Hashem has to be prepared because this is chutz mir shvayim, shemam is in your hand, and there you have to, but that's the duty. The question was, how do you know if I'm going to leave tomorrow? And here is a very interesting, simple answer. Your duty to prepare for tomorrow, for avodas Hashem, is not the tomorrow's duty, it's today's duty. Understand? You're not worrying for tomorrow. You take it that way. If your child becomes 12 and a half years old, you have to worry to get him tefillin. Why should I worry for tomorrow? Do I worry for his food in 6 months? I don't worry for his food in 6 months. Why should I worry for his tefillin? And he says, you have to worry. For Avodas Hashem, you have to worry. Why? Because that's the mitzvah today. That's the mitzvah today. You're doing now the requirement. It's not that you lay away plan. You're doing what you have to do now. Today you have to worry for him first. So just the mitzvah sayom. Mitzvah sayom is to prepare. Achon ala mitzvah is a mitzvah in himself. Achon ala mitzvah is not an accessory to a mitzvah. It's only as good as the mitzvah is. The Achon ala mitzvah is a mitzvah for himself, is an accomplishment himself of today. It's not only he had not done. Not he was so preoccupied by preparing things he should have never prepared. Food, because that's guaranteed. If God will give you tomorrow, will feed you tomorrow too. But you're so preoccupied by preparing food for tomorrow that you totally neglect to prepare the avoidance Hashem of tomorrow. But not only have you busy not to prepare the avoidance Hashem for tomorrow, but you don't even make good the avoidance Hashem which you missed of yesterday. Because yesterday you also prepared for tomorrow. In the fourth reason why it's not appropriate to ask in advance, as in advance of Hashem, a guarantee. Ki ame mashken is chaveiroi, the one who is asking a mashken from his friend. He asks a mashken one of the three reasons. When do you ask a pawn from a friend? If only there's one of the three reasons. Achas me, one of them is shemiyani, maybe the friend is going to become poor, or the sasi god is not going to be able to pay the debt. So you want to be guaranteed that this debt will be paid. Hashem is the second reason. Hashem yikpots yodoi al mas yesh lo etzloi v'l yichud et pora b'men. Maybe his hand is going to have, but he's going to hold back his hand. His heart will not let him depart from the obligation which he has. Some people have money in the bank and he can't pay back debt. They just can't. They can't disassociate themselves from their money. Not because he doesn't have. One of the reasons why he wants a mashkin, because maybe he wouldn't have money. Second, maybe he does have money, but you know, it's just going to be stingy. The third reason is if you're a shemiyom, maybe the guy's going to die. Or shemiyom, he's not going to find, he's going to disappear. But mashkin, and the mashkin is refuah samadum eilu b'embrei odam. That's the resolvement of these three areas, which usually plagues people. One of the three reasons is three reasons why he can't collect the debt. Either he doesn't have, either he doesn't want, or he disappears. So what's your issue? You're asking a mashkin, give me the palm, and then if you disappear, I have a mashkin there. If you don't have, I have a mashkin. If you don't want, I have a mashkin. Those are the three reasons. If people would be guaranteed some group of me, if I would be guaranteed that this person does not have one of these three middos, I'm guaranteed him that he has and that he wants and he's not going to disappear. It would be an embarrassment to ask a mashkin because the mashkin has no goal purpose. Haboyer is Baruch Hu Ever Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have all the three. Asher lo yeh oisel lo ilam midos, it's not appropriate to apply to him these three midos. Why? Because Hashem has. Hashem doesn't disappear. Hashem wouldn't hold back because that's his atoyf. Yoisir Gnai Godel is even much a great embarrassment to move from Shemashken Oisir that you should ask in advance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Omer HaKosir Lai Reposir says Liya Kesev Liya Zov, I have all the gold, all the silver. Oisir Kovid Mufanecho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't disappear, it doesn't disappear. So what grounds, what chutzpah do you have even to ask a mashken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'chamishi, and the fifth reason why we shouldn't ask in advance of Hashem. He's relying on his mashkin. He says, I could sleep peacefully. I know I have enough of a mashkin, I have a collateral for the debt which he owes me. Because he knows he could collect the money from this mashkin. But the honest boy of it will also, he could enjoy himself with this mashkin, or by the exchange of the mashkin, he could sell it and he could get his money back. But anyone who thinks however, if somebody asks a mashkin for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem give me first in advance a pan, a mashkin, and he thinks that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him Dai Sifkoi, he will ask him, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him in advance what he wants. He thinks then he's going to be peaceful and tranquil. To Usa Sheker, it's a toast, it's false. Why does the lender ask a mashkin? He wants to sleep well. He has to have a mashkin, he can't pay, I could collect the money. But why do we ask a maskin of Hashem? Hashem, you want me to be a good Jew, want me to learn, you want me nice, you don't want me nervous, you don't want me to scream and yell at the house. Make sure that I should have a peace of mind. You know, fill up my bank accounts, you know, give what I need. Give me an advance. Just to have a peace of mind. It's a Torah. It's a big mistake. If you say it's never should be sure a moment as well. You could have all the money in the bank account, even you get a double nervous wreck. You never know the money is going to stay there. Maybe something's going to be, the bank going to go bankrupt. And the Federal Reserve will not guarantee it. I'm a dealer, but you cannot collect the money. And many other things, inflation factors, all kinds of things. The more you have, the more dog you have. You may leave it in the middle of your life, whatever you have. I march to Anim and Mluchas HaNefesh. Nafsham, he told us he's going to have a Mluchas HaNefesh. Begiyam al Chetzim Mahoyna Oil. He thinks if I have $1 million, I'm going to be peaceful. I'm going to have a Mluchas HaNefesh. I'm going to be a very calm person. Cause of false, sichlus, stupidity, my book says, when you say that. Ki Efshes could be shit yisilu chazoka. It's going to be adraba. It's going to be a bigger cause, the tirdas libam. It's going to chase their heart. Let's try Nafsham to make cause them pain. Kumash Avram Senna Chazal tell us. Mar bin Chosim, Mar bin Daga. The more neches, the more wealth you have, the more good you are, mother dog, the more worries you have. So the whole reason of asking a mashkin is not valid. You asking a mashkin, you're going to be able to daven better, learn better, function better. It's the opposite. The more money you have, the more things you have, what you want. Yes, while you pull, you think once we have, we'd have menuchas hanefesh. But it's not so. Things are good. Vashish is in the sixth reason why we shouldn't ask Hashem advance. The one who gets a mask from his friend, if you would have known for sure she pray, if you know for sure the friend will pay him back before the time comes, they owe him, let's see, gave him a loan to pay him back in a year. If he would have known that he's going to pay him back in 6 months, and he's going to reward him for the fact. And instead of this, he let him wait until the end date. He is thankful double because he advanced it. The chesed, because he has a big chesed. In other words, your friend owes you $10,000, and he owes it to you to pay it back in a year. Obviously, you could use the money before. Now, you know, if you wouldn't give a mashkin, he may pay it back 6 months in advance, and it's a great favor for you. You have the 6 months earlier. You can make business with it. But if you get a mashkin, he's going to wait till the end of the term of the loan. What would he do? He wouldn't take the mashkin. If he knows the friend may give back the money much more in advance without a mashkin, he wouldn't ask a mashkin. Boy, this boy, the Kurdish Bokhus, Shidan, Min Hogato, we know Kurdish Bokhus, Mine, Gimon, Vitaz, the two, we have all the great goodness, Olein, Chadoshim, Gamishonim, the new favors and old favors, Kurdish Bokhus, the Goymel Chesed, Shigoymel, a call master, Tzadok of Avoid, Masha, Ein, Oil, Vidaz, and he's rewarding for us of every Tzadok and every Voider, which is all I didn't think. It's Kolstin, she's super, Akuma, Shikostik, Einer, Asrin, Zilosko, we have no idea what Hashem is worth, what kind of Chesed does with us. Yasselem Chakra, Kurdish Bokhus does all kind of Chesed, those who wait for him. Isn't it a great gnai, a shame that you should ask a mashkin from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Even between two men, even to Shimon, Reuven will not ask a mashkin a Shimon if he knows by asking a mashkin, Shimon will not advance payment. If he feels Shimon will may advance the payment much earlier without a mashkin, he rarely gives up on the peace of mind of mashkin because he may get the money earlier. A shame that we always know that he pays more in advances, much more than we could really expect. What could for what for stupidity is it that we should ask an Kodesh Baruch Hu a mashkin? And the final reason why we should not ask a mashkin from a Kodesh Baruch Hu in advance, when you are asking a mashkin from your friend, you're only asking a mashkin for the amount but you know that you have to deliver. I know that I have to give you so much and so much. And for that I'm asking a mashkin, I'm delivering you, I want to make sure that I'm getting paid. Ah, but I'm a mashkin, avoid this, but I'm the one you ask Hashem, first you give me, then I give you. How do you know that you have to give him? How do you know that you could fulfill the chayvus Hashem? Ain't like a chayvus to shalom avoid him, he could never pay back the avoid him. But like muftach is not guaranteed to fly out, that you could even cover the mashkin. It's not even sure that he could pay back to Hashem what he owes him, his debt him from the past. Kotskin HaKadosh Hashem, he could pay him back for the new one. Now, I had not paid back my Kodesh Baruch Hu for my yesterday's service which he did for me. And I'm already responsible to pay him back for today's service. And Hashem, listen, I'm stopping. I'm going on a strike. When you're going to give me first money, you give me this and this and this, then I'm going to do this. How do you know? He didn't even pay back the yesterday. How do you know that he could pay him back? Kotskin HaKadosh Hashem. Because the man of tzaddik, the man who is a righteous man does not pay back the tzaddik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. We know that we are not capable of responding and paying back to Hashem the slightest little thing unless Hashem helps us to pay it back. Even this little thing which we pay back, when we make mitzvahs from Hashem, this is also gevaldig at tzaddik of Hashem, Ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. Moshe Omar Echad Min HaChassidim B'Tishbuchoysof. Like one of the Chassidim, it means him. Also speaks in his name, says Echad Min HaChassidim. One of the Chassidim said in his praises, when he praised Hashem, when he spoke of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, even what I gave you, it's not my, it's yours. I'm giving you yours. And even the one who understands you, the one who learns you, the one who understands, who knows you, Hashem, loy b'maseyu is halol. He will not be praised what he did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he knows the fact that I was capable of doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for that I'm even more than Kim b'shimcho ibrachmecho ashechenoise eslovov, only your name and your great mercy ashechenoise eslovov, which you prepared his heart to dasov to know you. Everything which I do for you is because you prepared me to it. Ki b'cho yitzduku b'shalalu kol zere Yisrael. Only with you, Hashem, yitzduku will be righteous, b'shalalu will praise kol zere Yisrael. Lema to say, Benahim Hilalnu Kolayom. With the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shimcha Lo'olam Noideselo. And your name forever we're going to thank. In other words, if I thank Hashem, if I praise Hashem, if I serve Hashem, not only it's something coming for me that you have to thank me for that, you have to reward me for that because I did it to you. The contrary, I become even more than indebted for that, because the fact I was capable of praising and thanking you and serving you, I become even more in debt, because all of this we praise this whole day. I think as we explained it last week, which I explained to the first Moshe Rabbeinu. You remember that? What was Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Schan Hashem Beisahu that we're going to Eretz Yisroel, and said Chazal Tev Schan in Schinan Elu Matnas Schinam. He asked to give it to the fanatic. And Chazal tells Shekin Tzadikim, righteous man. Every time they ask something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give it for nothing. I don't deserve it. Give it for nothing. You remember we spoke about it? Should I repeat myself? Because this is Mamash in this, you remember this?
No.
So, what is this? Chosi, the Tzadik, he doesn't feel worthy to get anything, because even what he did good, he isn't more than done, because even this Hashem did for him that he should be able to do good. So Chazal said, Tzadikim always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matnas Chinam. If you have such a mitzvah, why shouldn't you get it for free? But chutz the actor requests for free. And more than this, there's a Chazal, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up L'Moraim, and Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all kind of big storage places, which is stored beautiful goods and shefa, Hashpor stored stamp for this world. He showed them around all the goodies which is waiting for the people, for Ivda Hashem. And then he showed them big, beautiful storage place, unbelievable shefa, which is no way compared to the previous one, which was the most beautiful things. He asked him, for who is this put away? Hashem said, those who ask for nothing, those who haven't got anything to pay, those who come snoring, chinon, those get the specials. How do you understand it? How do you say? I mean, this is the opposite of any logic. Those who come with nothing, they get special merchandise. Those who come with voucher, with money, with mitzvahs, mass, and tayvim, they get so merchandise. They got so sports studies. How do they understand it? And what is Mitzvah Tzadikim? So I explained it with this Moshe. And I repeat myself again, because I think this Moshe is the most beautiful way to explain this particular Chavis, where this comes from here. The whole idea comes from here. But imagine a man in the wartime, in 1944, a rich man in America, a Jew, got nervous and said, I must do something to save Jewry. To save Jewry, and the people are being burned alive every day, and he makes some high contact with you. I got made a deal with Hitler. I want to buy 100,000 Jews from the gas chambers out, the movers, out of the ashes, and deliver them to America. How much money you want to make? $10 million, he got 100,000 Jews. That's it. And this man took all his money, all the possession, all his business, all his home where he lives, and he sells everything, and he borrows money up to his teeth, and he got together $10 million, and he got a delivery of 100,000 Jews from the gas chamber, saved them out. You know, the man did something, right? He saved 100,000 Jews. Because of that, he lost his home, and he hasn't had bread to feed his children. How does this man go forward and ask Hashem for bread? What would be the normal way of thinking? How would he ask Hashem? So most of us would ask Hashem, Hashem, am I not entitled for bread for my children? I did something. I gave everything away to save 100,000 Jews, right? You're shaking your head. Don't I deserve bread for my children? That would be the normal way of praying. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed differently. He says, Hashem, I know why don't I have bread for my children, because I know I don't deserve it anymore. I ate up all my zchusim. I ate up all my privileges. Why? Because you, Hashem, you went and saved 100,000 Jews. You couldn't find somebody else through whom to be saved, only through me. Why do I deserve it? I should be the one, the shliach, that through me the Jews should be saved, which you wanted to save. You couldn't take the money only for me. What zchus did I have that you took all my money away for your rescue operation, which you are doing? You have all the money. What privilege do I have? So the fact that you gave me this chus, I ate up all my resources, all my savings, and now I know why I don't have bread for my children. I have no chutzpah, no way can I ask Hashem, give me food. I ate up everything. However, give me for nothing. I know I don't deserve it. Give me for nothing. This is called Matnas Chena. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, this was promised Avraham Avinu, the children are going to be living in Yisrael, they're going to give him tikkun, so they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to fulfill the commitment of Hashem, Hashem sends Moshe when you go. Moshe when you shak me, who is me to go? And he tries to avoid Hashem 6-7 times, tries to find Hashem, yells at him, you are the one, you go. So Moshe goes, and he feels. And then all of a sudden Moshe comes, everyone goes into Eretz Yisrael, but you, Moshe, don't go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe knew why. He doesn't deserve it. He ate up all his chusim. He was the shliach to take a deal from his time. He was the shliach to give him Torah. He says, Chanon, give him for nothing. I know Hashem, why? I don't deserve it. I have no right to ask on based on my credit, because I have no credit. This is what Yankovina said in Ketoyntim and Korach Sodim and Kodesh about Atanis Pshat. Mamash also the same thing. Yankov says, the Chilik Tishn Tzadikim and Rishoyim is Rishoyim, and things go good for them, goes well for them. Oh, they got arrogant. No, Hashem loves me. I deserve it. A tzaddik is the opposite. The more chesed and emesek Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, Ketoyinti become more small. He ate up all. So Ketoyinti, even Hashem promised him, Hashmolcha b'chol at shetel, I don't know what you're going to give you, everything. All of a sudden he felt totally undeserving. Why? Because chesed and mekor emes. Because he saw the whole chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem gave him emes, titan emes liyankov. This world is more sheker, full of sheker. And in fact, you gave me emes, I ate up all my credit. I know why I don't deserve anything anymore. That's what he says. We ask, if we have the chutzpah to ask for Kodesh Baruch Hamashkin Hashem, if you're going to give me $1 million in a bank account, I have a peace of mind, I'm going to be able to learn, I'm going to be able to do this. If you do that, you're not deserving anything anymore. How do you know you could pay anything back? Because even what you pay back to Kodesh Baruch, you didn't even for that. So the truth of the matter is, we should always feel that we are not deserving anything. We're not deserving panos, we're not deserving anything. Because the very fact that you had the schus to put on tefillin and to learn Torah and to be a yid and say Shema Shachem Hashem Echad, you should go stiff naked. You have nothing to yourself. Look at how much bluff, how much check is in this world, how many people recognize this truth. However, why do we ask? We only ask Matnas Chena, give us nothing. If that's Matnas Chena, how about chutzpah? You have to ask a palm for that, a maskin in advance. Yes.
Hashem is giving you brachas even now, like he's giving you Shalom Bayit, let's say. So whatever schusim you have, let's say that gift of Shalom Bayit, you're paying for that gift of Shalom Bayit with whatever schusim you have.
First of all, I must correct you. Shalom Bayit is not Hashem giving you. You're giving Shalom Bayit.
I mean, okay, whatever.
It's a test. Shalom Bayit is not Hashem Shalom Imach. Shalom Bayit you have to make. Hashem gives Shalom Bayit to everyone. Question: how we use it. Shalom Bayit something is like our deeds. Of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it possible. It's a gift of Hashem. But after, when you had the schus of making Shalom Bayit, indeed. So if you really understand the schus that you accomplished by and Hashem gave you the strength and the koichos to be able to produce the Shalom Bayit, really, start metanois and you shut up. You don't know. You haven't got the chutzpah. You haven't got the ezus ponim lehorim rosh even to live. Hashem, give me more. What if you give more? I gave you. And look what I'm giving. So why are you asking? You're asking for nothing. Just give matnas chinam. But you can't ask a pan, you can't ask a maskin for that. I mean, for a friend, you give him $100,000, you're asking collateral because you gave him $100,000. What do you give for Hashem? You're not giving anything for Hashem. You're not giving anything. Are you giving me to smash him? The contrary, for that you indebted even more. Yeah, you can't. You have to pay him for that.
Because you have a slip to do the
money. Listen, if there would be such a possibility that we have a Gan Eden our own, and we give a Gan Eden to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Hashem gives us a Gan Eden, we would have him give him all the Gan Eden. In fact, he gave us tefillin, gave us Yiddishkeit, gave us mitzvah, gave us Shabbos. Not that we deserve to be rewarded for our mitzvahs. Hashem deserves to be rewarded for giving us mitzvahs. We thank Hashem for giving us a Torah. The blessed Kodesh Baruch Hu continues to tell us schools to keep Torah. And we fools, we think we deserve. Yes, Hashem gives us more than we think. When we understand it. But in the minute that you come into Mashkin, Hashem, I will do it for you, but you make sure, give me first the pan. I don't trust you unless you put your money in the bank. You know, I want a credit of letter in advance before I do it. It's a big chutzpah. Because you're not even deserving, give me the dirah today, you're not deserving. Never mind, you may never do it. But if you did it, even more than to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Tanya of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the true Tanya.
So the Tanya really believes he never has anything that comes Hashem, he always comes empty handed in. So
absolutely.
Whatever he has,
he owes it for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He owes it for a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Whatever he's done,
it's also Hashem. That's just keep elokim hilam l'kvar ayam mita kodesh baruch. We praise Hashem. Even Mahalas, David the Melech was singing for kodesh baruch all day. It's a bunch. I deserve a singing for you. Elokim hilam. I thanked you with elokim. You gave me to sing. You made me sing. I owe you for that. In other words, that's what Yaakov said. Kutoyti, I became small. I became humble. I became totally undeserving. From what? With all the chesed, with all the emes which I possess. But that I became totally dead to you. That's it. Imagine there's one gemstone in the whole world. Only one gemstone. You feel you deserve it? Don't you feel you have to pay for that? You have to pay for that? Obviously, no, you have to pay for that. If somebody comes over and gives it to you for nothing, says, pay me because I accepted it for you. What do you mean, pay for accepting? You have to pay. You owe your life for this. Every second of life living according to Torah mitzvahs is more than any gemstone in the world, especially in today's time, even more. In today, because today's time is so much shaker, so much corruption, so much not knowing what. I mean, pure, clean, clear hashkofa is almost not available. I'm not talking now from secular, I'm talking from front page. Pure hashkofa, absolute pure hashkofa. It's available. In the Sfarim, it's available. In Tzaddikim, it's all available. In Chavisolus, it's available. But the understanding it in the proper context and living it and understanding it and feeling it, it's not even demanded. It's not being expressed in our times according to our times. Because whatever it was requested, 100 and 200 and 300 years, the way the Sfarim expressed themselves in those days, those who imitate them today, it's pale in compare. Those days, whatever they asked and demanded from us was pale, whatever should be demanded today. Because if that time, if somebody had Kedusha, somebody had anything, Yiddishkeit, Chesed v'Emes, it was available. But in our time, somebody has a chus to have Chesed v'Emes, in our time, somebody should have Emes. The Sheker is being attacked in all our Bote Medroshim, in all our homes, in all our Hemishikai. Sheker is dominating and Emes is being attacked. If somebody could walk through a little bit, seems certain, which is the clear perspective, and live it, that in essence is the greatest endeavor, such endeavor of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that gave him certain clarity. And the whole world is dark, but you can say Mashiach, there's so much chutzpah going on, so much, the Emes Nederes and Emes is totally eliminated, and you die to get a little Emes, and once you got the Emes, you want to get paid for that? you're fortunate that you know what to do with your life. And so, what is the Havamina? What is even the Havamina? To ask him for the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Mashkin in advance. And I think in this understanding, this story of understanding, is the only ground how we could generate simcha, happiness and peacefulness and peace of mind in our time of today. Happiness and peace of mind is not by gathering wealth and money and which all the people pursue. It's not by that. Simply by understanding the role what we are doing and the role what we are living. And by the way, understanding this role and living this role and being b'simcha b'tov levav, why? Because I have the schus to be b'simcha b'tov levav. This is also great madrega. It's also great matnas elokim kosh baruch hu gave you this clarity that you could be happy, just be able to be happy. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. In this time that you feel so fulfilled, you feel so unworthy for any extra reward because I got all my reward. What is all my reward? All that what is that I appreciate the fact that I could be a shem etzayim. My greatest reward is that I could be to the shem etzayim and I could recognize your Hashem. It's a dark world and you see light. And the fact, imagine if you live with a company for all blind people and everyone is suffering and but everything is accommodating blind people. They're living in a blind town, you know, everything is made so for blind people. And all of a sudden your eye opened up. And you still live with them, but you see everyone. You see everyone the way they tap, the way they fail, the way they mislead themselves, the way they entertain themselves. And you live with them, or for you have to be a part of them, they're part of the society, but you live things. Now, what are you doing? So the fact is you're acting better, you're doing things better, you're not being hurt, you're helping other people day and night, this one is getting hurt, this one is getting hurt, you have to help around. Now, yes, you have to be rewarded. There's not enough to be paid back with that, the matter of fact that you are seeing. Exactly this, if somebody sees, now what's happening, you're full of simcha, you're full of rejoice. So you ask Hashem, just coming, I'm full of simcha. Of course yourself, so you damned for the simcha too, that you gave me the benefit to be of simcha, to recognize. But in today's time when I'm giving a motion which is obvious, this is blind, this is seeing. But in talking this time when the blind people say they see and you are blind, people claim to say they have visions, they have right, and they have the emes, and they have the chesed. And they say you are blind, and you see unfortunately the opposite. So there's nothing more to talk. You can't go against the world. But they say, what is the schus that I do see clear? How come the whole world is seeing false and you see clear? So you can't be arrogant, you can't be proud because of this fact, because it's a gvaldige chesed. Hashem opened up your eyes for some reason. So if you open up for some reason, you know, whatever you do, it's never enough. And if Hashem gives you the point to that extent, the eye opening, that you could be so happy and thrilled that Hashem opened up your eyes, that you saw aloof, you saw day to day, you're so happy with it, you don't care, you don't need anything anymore. For that recognition, even more you then talk to Baruch Hu. In today's time, when other people say you're Meshuggah, and you're happy that Baruch Hashem I'm Meshuggah, I want to be different than everyone else, how much more you then talk to Baruch Hu for that? And that's absolute another. This is absolute natural humility that you humble, Katointi. That's what Yaakov said, Yaakov, Katointi became nothing, became so humble, so small. Because you gave so much chesed in MS. What can I pay? So asking a mashka under the circumstances. What nerves of chutzpah do we have to ask a mashka under the circumstances? And this is the absolute truth. This is the absolute simple pshat. Now, under this, and after understanding this, can we ask anything Hashem? In the contrary, if Hashem comes across and He gives us the top of that, He gave us the chesed and emes, He gave us the clarity. On top of it, also gives us money, gives us those things which everyone else wants. Then you start worrying. Maybe I don't have the chesed to get everything. And that's what the Chazon Ish Lakish says. Most people, when they get what they want, is to punish them. Hashem says, don't bother me. Take your reward for your little mitzvahs, what you're doing. Now, if you are so humble that you can't thank enough Hashem for this eye opening she gave you, you know when Hashem makes you really worry? When He gives you other things too, which everyone wants, then something is wrong. I mean, to that extent, I should be deserving. Get me the chesed and emes. Plus give me prosperity. Plus give me nice children, good, and give that something. Maybe I don't have the chesed and emes. Maybe Hashem is rewarding me for this false chesed and emes. Because if you do the true chesed and emes, I don't deserve both. You see, life kol olam zvoicher, toire v'gdula b'mokam echo, shef toire and gdula at the same time. The same time shef toire, everything plus gdula. No. So now that we don't have Baruch Hashem what we want, things doesn't go away, we should be happy. We should be lucky. Now we guarantee. Baruch Hashem, Hashem is so kind, He made sure that we don't have anything which we want. So now we at least guarantee we have Torah. Hopefully we have Torah. So let's thank Hashem and not ask anything further.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני l strudel@kohl.com